Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, so I asked the question earlier, do you agree with the policy of fining parents for the behavior of their kids at the Jersey Shore? Bob Sensky on X says, Rich, you can't penalize one person for the crimes of another. However, nothing wrong, a little cruel and unusual punishment. Shut off their smartphones, block their data, and throw their avatar into solitary. Hashtag kill switch. Yeah, so the question, of course, is if teenagers do something at the Jersey Shore, or anywhere for that matter, and can the parents face penalties for that, for their kids' behavior? So I put that question on the table. Let me know your thoughts on that. 855-839-1210 or on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Responding on social media, and let's see here, we got Chris Eppolito says, if the U-turn sign is the anti-gay sign, the two-way traffic sign is by far the gay sign. Is there any question here? Just saying. That's an excellent point. So maybe we should put up more of those road signs. Not less. Newman Price says, the only reason why people be offended by a U-turn sign is if it reminds them of their tiny schwants. I don't really know what that means, but I'm sure if I figured it out, it would be funny. So, and
sorry.
So I'm just saying. Let's see here now. Johnny Cook says progressivism went back to clinically insane Republican Teddy Roosevelt. Yeah, but Roosevelt's progressivism was different than Wilson's and Wilsonian progressivism, which was European socialism. I'm not justifying Teddy Roosevelt's policies, but it was just different, that's all. And let's see now. Scott Bell, not a bot, says, Rich, they're going crazy telling us not to believe our own eyes. So he retweeted Tom Elliott, who said, in the last 3 days, the corporate media has spent 49 hours circulating the White House's cheap fakes talking points. So we played that montage for you earlier. We'll do it again in the 6 o'clock hour as well. And at some point, I'm going to get into this piece by Senator Rand Paul at Reason.com about Fauci and how he knew all along that this thing came from the lab. He knew it. And that's the deal. But I want to make a point about electric cars. There's recently in New Jersey, There's a bill in the state, I don't know, Assembly or Senate, to ban gas leaf blowers. And ultimately, that's where the left's going to come next. They'll start going after gas lawnmowers, gas leaf blowers, all of those things. Some towns have already done this. Statewide bans. You hear this popping up in Pennsylvania here and there as well. And the electric vehicle itself. Turns out Biden's subsidies may have harmed the car maker by flooding the market amid low consumer demand. So there's a company called Fisker. They declared bankruptcy on Monday. It's the second U.S. electric vehicle startup to fail in a year. Building a new car company isn't easy, the Wall Street Journal points out, but Fisker, ironically, may have been harmed by President Biden's force-fed EV transition. This is what we call unintended consequences, which happen all the time when there's government policies. The seven-year-old company was Heinrich Fisker's second go. His previous EV startup, Fisker Automotive, failed in 2013 after burning through some $1.4 billion, including a $192 million U.S. government loan. Problems at a Oh, by the way, speaking of loans, I have to mention this to you. I thought you'd get a kick out of this, and I'll come right back to this article, but I just remembered this. And NJGlobe.com, David Wildstein is reporting this. He's saying that, first of all, RFK Jr. appears that he's going to be on the ballot in New Jersey, but that's not 100% confirmed yet. But this is really what's interesting about what he posted. So former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former presidential candidate Chris Christie, has walked away from $1 million in campaign debt from his 2013 reelection campaign. Deadbeat former New Jersey governor sticks to creditors after claiming he can't raise the money. So you wonder what Christie was running for? And you got to wonder if it was just paying back old debts. He owes $1,015,408 his campaign committee owes, and now they're going to walk away from. And Patton Boggs is left without any recourse to collect the $650,000 that Christie owes them. Neither will Straus Friedberg, a Dallas-based digital forensics firm. They have a $365,000 unpaid invoice. Both did work for the Christie campaign during the Bridgegate scandal. And neither of the creditors has any legal resource to collect their unpaid bills since the campaign, a New Jersey corporation, will no longer exist. Since he was reelected, Christie raised $8.77 million for his 2016 presidential campaign and $7.6 million for his 2024 bid for the White House. So there you go. Walking away from campaign debt is nothing new. As a political former political operative and maybe future political operative, depending on how things go, I always tell you, political operatives, smart ones, get paid up front. Pro tip if you're thinking about getting into the world of political consulting. All right, so this guy Fisker, this company, it's interesting, right? They wanted to recreate Apple's model of outsourcing hardware production while designing their cars in-house, but it didn't deliver their first EV until about a year ago when other companies were already off to the races. Now, Tesla, which launched in 2003, sold 1.8 million EVs last year. Fisker delivered fewer than 5,000 and only about 1,300 in the year's first quarter. Why, though? What's happening? Why is this happening? Well, the reason why is because traditional automakers are pumping tens of billions of dollars into electric vehicles to comply with government mandates. And those mandates are subsidized with profits from gas-powered cars. But Fisker can't cross-subsidize its EVs. So in order to compete, they had to slash prices by some 40%. So you see, car companies, in order to make this transition happen, since the government's basically forcing them, they can raise the price of the gas cars to offset, and they know people don't want electric cars anyway. So you'll pay more for a gas car, and that will essentially then help subsidize the EV. But if you're just an EV company, you can't do that because you don't have any gas-powered cars. So instead of the government just letting the market do its thing, which would be then, hey, if people want gas cars, they'll go out and buy gas cars. The government has to meddle, and then the government does stupid policies like this and starts flooding the zone with subsidies and everything else. And then the problem becomes the companies that are just actual EV startups can't compete because of the subsidies, because of the government subsidies. So it's just a great reminder to you of why the government needs to stay the hell out of the market and get out. Stay out of it. But they can't help themselves because they know that this transition will not happen unless they do two things. Number one, make gas cars illegal. And number two, if they subsidize the EV industry so much that the product can come to life and come to form at the same time that they make gas-powered cars illegal. But they understand the transition has to be slow because they need the gas-powered car sales to subsidize the EVs that are made by the big automobile makers. So there's no incentive for EV startups, no incentive for American EV companies, which is why you're going to see more Chinese-made EVs coming into the country, which will result in a bloodbath. Just like that memo said that Donald Trump was citing. All right, let me play this this audio clip for you, by the way. This is, by the way, Willie Mays, remembering him, 93 years old, Jersey native, Jersey guy, Willie Mays, unbelievable. What were you saying, Matt, about Fisker, the automotive group?
Yeah, to your point, Fisker was losing $150,000 per vehicle. Which makes me wonder what these government mandates are doing to the auto industry in Michigan. Because, like you said, like Ford, for example, big enough company where they can afford to subsidize an EV industry that perhaps isn't doing so well. But yeah, obviously the startups aren't going to survive.
No, they're making EVs because they have to, and they can't make money on them yet, so they're raising the prices of gas cars to make up for the loss. But if you're an EV startup, you don't have the ability to do that.
That's terrible.
You're just going to lose money. Willie Mays. We just watched Major League. Willie Mays Hayes. Willie Mays was a legend, and he died yesterday, 93 years old. When they showed his death, too, my son Patrick said, I love Willie Mays, Dad. Love him. He was known for his power and speed, obviously, and he's got a big Jersey connection. So we remember Willie Mays today, 93 years old. Amazing, too. That's a great great age. This would take it tomorrow if you could, right? You think so, but then by the time you're 93, who knows? Maybe that be like today's 40. I want to play this for you. This is a clip here now. Biden is now, as you know, announcing this pathway to citizenship for an estimated 500,000 undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens. This is an opportunity, and you're going to see this once again, for Donald Trump to go after this, and he's going to hammer him. Hammer him. Cut two.
It doesn't require any fundamental change in our immigration law. There's already a system in place for people we're talking about today. But the process is cumbersome, risky, and it separates families. Under the current process, undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens must go back to their home country, for example, to Mexico, for example, fill out paperwork and obtain long-term legal status. They have to leave their families in America with no assurance that they'll be allowed back in the United States. So they stay in America, but in the shadows, living in constant fear of deportation without the ability to legally work. All this, even though under the law today, they are eligible for long-term legal status. Today, I'm announcing a common-sense fix to streamline the process for obtaining legal status for immigrants married, to American citizens who lived here for a long time. For those wives or husbands and their children who have lived in America for a decade or more but are undocumented, this action will allow them to file the paperwork for legal status in the United States, allow them to work while they remain with their families in the United States. Let's be clear. This action still requires undocumented spouses to file all required legal paperwork to remain in the United States. It requires them to pass the criminal background checks. And it doesn't apply to anyone trying to come here today. It only applies to this action is a better way. It doesn't tear families apart while requiring every undocumented spouse to fulfill their obligations under the law.
Here's my question. If it's so great, why doesn't Congress pass it? Huh? If it's so great, why doesn't Congress pass it since you have no authority to give mass amnesty? See, again, this is not something you hear about on a lot of talk shows, but under our Constitution, the president cannot give mass amnesty. He's not allowed to do that. He can propose a law to do that, and Congress can act on it. He can pardon individuals, but he's not allowed to give mass amnesty. And we don't talk about this anymore because we don't talk about Bruno. We don't talk about the executive being out of freaking control. But if this is so great, then propose it to Congress and let them debate on it and vote on it. But he won't do that because he knows why. It's not so great. It's not popular. It's not. It's not popular, and it's not popular with Hispanic voters either. Biden is doing this right now to placate the wacko left. And the only reason why I can think he's doing this is because they think he's going to lose. Really, if it's so good, if it's such a great idea, if it's such a great program, if it sounds wonderful, then put it up for a vote in Congress. But he says, I'm not interested in playing politics with the border immigration. I'm not interested. In other words, I'm not ready to go through the congressional process. I don't want to, so I'm just going to do it on my own. Even Alejandro Mayorkas brags about creating more pathways to illegal immigration than any other administration. So he's saying this and confirming that this is all being done on purpose. They're not hiding from this. They're doing this, and they're bragging about it. They're taking a victory lap for it. Cut number three.
President Biden, he campaigned on making a safe, orderly, and humane immigration system. Do you believe that that has been accomplished?
We work at that every single day across the Department of Homeland Security, across our administration, with our partners to the south and around the world. We have established more lawful, safe, and orderly pathways than any other administration, and we are working every day to strengthen the security of our border.
We have created more pathways than any other administration. Got it? So look at us, how great we are. We're letting as many people into this country as possible. More pathways than any other administration. Confirmation that millions of unvetted illegals have flooded the United States of America under Joe Biden, and that's all been done on purpose. And they stand by Biden's mass amnesty, which, again, is unconstitutional. There is no right for a president to give mass amnesty and all the other things that come with it, too. Social Security, public housing, voting rights, etc. Look, you may agree with this policy and say, hey, listen, if they're married to a U.S. citizen, they've been here 10 years, they deserve it, then Congress will pass it. But I'm tired of these executive actions. Mass amnesty, that is not something the president is empowered to do. A president can issue an individual pardon. The Constitution is very clear on this point. But these guys don't care. They do whatever the hell they want. They do whatever they want. They hate the Constitution just like the Confederate States of America hated it. Go back to my opening monologue today if you missed it. Because on this Juneteenth, I've said a couple things. I might say a couple more. I might say more in the next hour. But I want you to remember a couple things. The Confederate States of America hated our Constitution. They hated the Declaration of Independence. There's an unbroken line of progressivism, socialism, Marxism, kookism from the Confederate States of America to Woodrow Wilson, to Franklin Delano Roosevelt, to Lyndon Baines Johnson, Barack Obama, to this idiot in the White House. Unbroken. Unbroken line. You've had a couple of offshoots, like a couple like timeline branches like JFK and stuff, but otherwise, unbroken line of progressivism. The same policies espoused by AOC, the same stuff Wilson was talking about. And since they hate our Constitution, they want to destroy it, they tell everybody the lie that America is built on racism and that our Constitution was built by slave owners. The Confederate States of America rejected our Constitution because they said it was written wrong, because the notion that all men are created equal is wrong. So they created their own Constitution and threw out ours and openly made the point of saying that our Constitution's wrong. The progressive left today, they hate it as much as the progressives in the CSA hated it. So remember that. And they do whatever the hell they want. And they don't like the idea that the Constitution is the guardrails. So they don't want to be restrained. They don't want to be restrained. And here's Mayorkas bragging or insisting that they stand by this. Cut four.
Alicia, what we do before we take action is we study the law and ensure that the actions that we take are indeed lawful. That we have done with respect to this action, like we have done with all our prior actions. It is no surprise that Stephen Miller intends to attack this in the courts. We stand by it, not only in terms of its legality, but in terms of its significant public benefit for America.
Okay, so how is it legal to give mass amnesty? The answer is it's not. It's not. Here's Mayorkas responding to data that shows that 62% of voters support deporting illegal immigrants, deporting them. He's on with CNN's Jim Acosta, who I presume is doing the interview from journalist internment camp. Oh, wait, they're bringing that back when Trump becomes president. That's right. He was released from journalist internment camp when Trump left the White House. But those 4 years for him were very long. Did you read his book?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Tales from Journalists in Camp. Yeah. Internment Camp. Yeah. Right on the south lawn of the White House. He just was there for 4 years in a little tiny cell. So I don't know if you know this or not, but Jeffrey Toobin committed his Toobin in journalist internment camp. Did you know that?
Oh,
yeah. 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 So, you know, you're all alone in journalist internment camp, you know. So, no conjugal visits in journalist internment camp. What's that?
I was going to say, was it Acosta that wrote Gulag Archipelago?
Him, right? Yes, I do. I believe his version was a comic book version, okay. But yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he said that's what it was like on Pebble Beach there in the South Lawn of the White House. It was basically a North Lawn, basically a gulag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, can't wait for the movie to come out. I'm sure to be produced by Disney. here is, by the way, I'm praying because I love the Deadpool movies, and I'm just praying that Deadpool Wolverine, which is coming out this summer. I hope Disney did not in any way, shape, or form get their hooks all over it. I'm praying, because those first two movies were hysterical. And everything Disney touches dies. It's destroyed. So that's my one hope.
Yeah, those the earlier Deadpool movies, obviously, I haven't seen the third. They were hard R's. So,
oh, yeah.
You'll be able to pick out any type of Disney woke narrative pretty quick if they've tinkered with the formula at all.
Yeah, there's nothing politically correct about those movies whatsoever. And I said to somebody last night, I said, and please don't watch it if you get upset by profanity, because literally every other word of that movie is profanity. But I laugh every time I watch those movies. I think they're hysterical. Ryan Reynolds' timing is great, but that one scene where he says, "Who hurt you? Jared Kushner?" I laugh every time I see that. All right. So funny.
I don't think they're going to mess with it. That's a winning formula, and something Disney creates needs to make money at some point, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, Disney has not created this. This is still technically its own Stepford Child. Well, yeah, Brian Glass, my Marvel advisor, can weigh in on this for me. But I believe Deadpool, it's kind of Marvel. It's not really. It's kind of a weird thing. They don't totally own the rights. It's in association with. So I don't think Disney has full ownership of it. It's like Spider-Man or the Hulk. It's one of those things. Let's hope they never do. Whereas they've taken complete control over Marvel, but not all of Marvel. And so that's why some Marvel's been good and some has been just complete utter garbage.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. I just assumed they had say over everything.
No, because some of the characters, I think, I mean, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, for example, when they went bankrupt, they sold the rights to Spider-Man to Sony. I think they sold the rights to the Hulk to somebody. So I'm pretty sure about that. And I think it was the same thing. Like, some of the lesser characters, they just kind of gave up. They didn't care. They didn't think they were going to be anything. Like Thor, they never thought Thor was ever going to catch on, so they let Thor go too, but I think they got him back. Anyway, I'm just, my hope for the summer, they just don't mess with it. All right, so Mayorkas here, 62% of voters support deporting the illegals that Biden has allowed into the country, cut five.
Recent polling shows 62% of voters think all undocumented immigrants in the U.S. should be deported. That is up from 39% in 2016. That's a pretty sharp spike. What do you say to those Americans who think today's move is a step in the wrong direction and who are shouting things like send them back at Trump rallies?
Jim, let's take a look a few years back when we provided this relief for spouses of U.S. service members, men and women who have served our country in uniform and have been willing to risk their lives, and too many have indeed made the ultimate sacrifice in the service.
The hell does that have to do with anything you're talking about now? That's is not what you're talking about right now. Anyway, here's Trump blasting Biden for his illegal amnesty program. Cut number one.
But Crooked Joe's action today is an illegal, unconstitutional amnesty without approval from Congress. No approval from the courts or the American people, but he never does that. He did that with the tuition, and that didn't work out too well. He got rebuked, and then he did it again. It's going to get rebuked again, even more so. It's an even more vile attack. But he did that with tuition just to get the publicity for the election. He doesn't care about that. He just wants to see if he can get it by the election. Like with all my stuff, they get these people from all over. Go after Trump. They never did this before. This is like third world country stuff. Go after Trump. But he did nothing wrong. That doesn't matter. Just go after him. Go after him. And we don't care what happens after the election. Just do it. Mess it up. No country has ever done this outside of a few third world horrible banana republics. Very rarely done. This Biden amnesty is a direct attack on American democracy, and yet another example is how Biden and his communists are demolishing our constitutional system and replacing it with a corrupt and fascist regime. These are fascists. These are bad people.
And well, you know, the other thing, too, and I want to make this point about fascism. And I'm tired of people saying that fascism is a political philosophy of the right. Fascism is a belief in a strong central federal government that makes all the decisions. That's not conservative. That is not a conservative philosophy. Adolf Hitler was not a conservative. He was not a principled guy when it came to individual rights, for example. He was a monster and a madman, and he was the head of the National Socialist Party. Benito Mussolini was a fascist. Mussolini was not a big believer in individual liberty and rights. The left, they've always embraced fascism. From the Confederate States of America to Woodrow Wilson to FDR. Look, FDR's policies were very, very fascistic. You took American citizens out of their home without any due process whatsoever, simply because of their national origin, and you put them into actual internment camps. We don't talk about FDR being a fascist, though, do we? We don't talk about that. We don't talk about Wilson firing people because they were black from working in the federal government. We don't talk about that now, do we? No, because these guys are heroes to the left. Fascism is a belief in a strong central federal government that makes whatever rules it wants, and that the person at the top of that government doesn't have to abide by a legislature or a parliament of any sort. They do whatever they want. They do whatever they want. The fascists have there's no accountability to a fascist ruler. None. Do whatever they want. If the legislature gets in the way, the little ceremonial legislature they have, they just disband them and move on and get somebody new. That's all. The left, fascism is a leftist idea, just like Nazism is. Literally the National Socialist Party. I'm sorry that the Nazis and the communists didn't see eye to eye to things, but it doesn't change the fact that both philosophies were of the political spectrum on the left, not the right. You know, when I was in I don't know, high school, college, when I first learned the political spectrum theory, and I'm no DeSantis, you probably have been taught this way too, right? Where if you look at the political spectrum and you keep going down further to the left and further to the right, eventually they meet up or something like that because you get more extreme. Mm. But it's total wrong.
I've always thought it may be accurate of European political philosophy, but isn't accurate of traditional American political philosophy, because I always think fascism gets labeled right wing because it's a rival ideology to communism, which is considered left. But right wing European political philosophy has nothing in common with American right wing political philosophy. American right wing political philosophy is just traditionally associated with advocation for limited government, which is not what's being talked about, obviously, when you're talking about fascism.
Yeah, that's a good point. And they also ascribe libertarianism to be far right. At the same time, they ascribe fascism to be far right. Those two cannot exist in the same space. Where if you go far libertarianism, you eventually reach anarchy. But then they also try to turn around and say, but anarchy is on the left. Well, how does that make any sense if you don't believe in any government structure whatsoever? How can that be a political philosophy on the left if you've already said that libertarianism is a philosophy on the right?
Yeah.
That makes no sense either.
No sense. And like the two political philosophers I think that are most closely connected to libertarian philosophy are John Locke, obviously, and then Robert Nozick. He was a philosopher in the 1970s. And absolutely nothing to do with fascism. Those are proponents of limited government and individual liberties, not a big government that gets to dictate terms to society, which is obviously an element of fascism.
We are teaching our children wrong. Thank God Riley's book is out, Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me. Thank God, because it's got to stop the nonsense that's perpetrated. We should talk to him about the political spectrum at some point, too.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
I'm tired of our kids thinking that Hitler was some far right wing guy. It's and Mussolini, and I'm just at this, and I think part of the reason why they do this is to not have to have the conversation about the biggest monster besides Hitler, which is Joseph Stalin or Pol Pot or any of these other lunatics that were out there that mass genocide. I mean, how many people did Pol Pot kill? He was another socialist kook. The Killing Fields. I mean, that was that him? That was Cambodia, right?
Yeah.
He killed what?
Trying to get
6 million people? 12 million people? I mean, some outrageously high number.
25% of Cambodia's population, somewhere between 1.5 and 2 million people between 1975 and 1979.
And he was a communist. Because they didn't believe in his communist philosophies or his ideals, or they couldn't feed them, whatever the hell his justification was for this. So everything is taught wrong. It's so frustrating. I'm glad Trump brought the F word fascism back up. I'm glad he's saying it. I'm glad he's calling these people out for what they are. It's about time. It's about time we say what the left is. They're fascists. These people are fascists. All right. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Speaking of fascists, by the way, I've got to play you a clip of Chuck Todd, because he would have no idea, let alone how to spell fascism, let alone what it means.
He sort of says something nice about Trump this time.
But that's nobody heard it, though. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, it was on MSNBC, so.
Yeah, they're about to hear it now when I play when I get back. But he actually does say something positive about Trump, so we'll share that with you in just a moment. 855-839-1210. We're going to be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, coming up on Friday, and then Tuesday is our big event with Jack Carr. So get your tickets now, because there's only a few tickets left. Go to 1210WPHG.com, 1210WPHG.com. Summer's here, it's hot, but we still got a lot of summer to go. And you still have a chance to look your best at the pool or the beach. Take your shirt off and feel good with NJ Diet. That's right. You will lose the weight for good. Contractually guaranteed weight loss with NJ Diet. Just go to njdiet.com. You'll lose the weight. You'll feel great. And it's guaranteed. You're fully monitored the entire time to make sure you're losing weight, burning fat, not just water weight. You have the doctor's personal email, doctor's personal phone number, and there's no shots, no hormones, nothing like that. These shots have all kinds of complications and side effects. They're banned in a lot of European countries. So do it the natural way. NJ Diet works even faster than shots, and you don't have to keep taking them the rest of your life. So lose weight for good. 20 to 40 plus pounds guaranteed with NJDiet.com. NJDiet.com or 855-5NJ-DIET. There's a location close by you in King of Prussia, Newark, Delaware, Cherry Hill, or Princeton, or live online with video consultations. There you go. NJDiet.com.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Just want to mention, too, you know, in everything we're talking about and all the stories of the day, that I would be remiss if I did not give a shout out to this judge, a federal judge who blocked Biden's transgender student protections in six more states. Federal judge on Monday, U.S. District Judge Danny Reeves, halted the enforcement of changes to Title IX. That's the federal civil rights law. That was passed to ensure and prevent to prevent sex discrimination in schools and education programs. And this administration just overrode those rules without an act of Congress, again, because they're fascists, and so they don't go through the legislative process. And, of course, this means that men can play in women's sports and dudes can use the locker room, the girls' locker room, and all these other things. Reeves, an appointee of former President George W. Bush, wrote in his ruling at the plaintiffs, the six Republican-led states, an association of Christian educators, and a 15-year-old girl will suffer immediate and irreparable harm if the rule change is allowed to take effect. Quote, as the plaintiffs correctly argue, this new rule contravenes the plain text of Title IX by redefining sex to include gender identity, violates government employees' First Amendment rights, and is the result of arbitrary and capricious lawmaking. His ruling comes days after another federal judge temporarily blocked the administration's rule from taking effect in Idaho, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Montana after the states sued the Biden administration in April. Lawsuits challenging the rule in more than a dozen other Republican-controlled states are still pending. It's a federal law, and again, the executive is just changing this with the stroke of a pen because they're fascists and they don't care about going through Congress because they don't want to have to. They don't think they should because they think that they're right. And this has been an idea that the progressive kooks have always believed, that they're smarter than you and they will make policy because you can't be trusted to elect people to do it on your behalf. And they hate the fact that we are a constitutional republic. So, you know, there's a CNN clip going viral about all these people who are saying we're not a democracy. We are a representative republic. And that's true. We are. But the left hates that notion. They hate that idea because, again, the whole purpose of our government is to restrain the whims of factions and passions of the masses. That's why we have a representative form of government. We are not a democracy. We should never be a democracy. A democracy would be a disaster. You don't want passion leading the day. You don't want the majority to always rule. You have to protect the rights of the minority. Minority opinions. And yes, minority groups of people. That's the whole point of our country. But you know who didn't believe that? The Confederate States of America. Do you know who else didn't believe that? Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Lyndon Johnson. Told you there's an unbroken line of progressivism that goes all the way back to the Confederate States of America. Progressivism being the word that they use, it's socialism. It's socialism and it's fascism. It's both in many ways because it's socialism from an economic perspective and fascism from a governing perspective. That's why I tell you that you can't have one on the right and one on the left. It makes no sense. The political spectrum theory is all wrong because in order to bring about a socialist utopia from an economic perspective, they employ fascist government techniques to bring about socialism, but they always have. Every country in the world that's communist or socialist is fascist at the same time. You can't have it any other way. That's why this anyone who says that fascism is a political philosophy of the right is wrong. They're just flat out wrong and they're lying and they have no idea what they're talking about. None whatsoever. Nothing. Here's something else I wanted to mention to you as well. So when you look at the question of who Trump's going to pick as his VP choice, Doug Burgum's name keeps being brought up a lot. Like, Burgum's name comes to the top of the list a lot. We're told he's going to be on the show at some point. There's a lot of great names out there. I got to tell you, the name that makes me nervous, though, is Marco Rubio. I'm nervous about that. I think Rubio is a globalist, and I think Rubio is way too pro-war. And I think that came out in 2016 a lot. And I like Rubio for a lot of reasons, but I don't want to see him as vice president. I don't want to see Nikki Haley as the running mate. I don't want to see Rubio as a running mate either. I don't believe that he shares the same philosophies as Donald Trump when it comes to policies regarding war and policies regarding the United States' place in the world in terms of basically running the show, which is something that Trump has veered away from, which is the way it should be. And I think Rubio would also be thinking about Marco Rubio for the next 4 years and how he could become the nominee in 2028. Plus, you still get into the Florida problem with the Electoral College. So hopefully that is, because I keep hearing all these stories that he's it's like Burgum and Rubio. And I hope to God that does not happen. I hope not. Again, I like Rubio for a lot of reasons, but I also don't think he should be vice president. So that's my two cents wisdom on that, because I just, I don't know, it makes me nervous that I hear that. Also want to mention to you too, Jim Jordan, who's one of the absolute best, he is threatening Letitia James with a subpoena over the hush money prosecutor. So this just happened. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan is threatening to subpoena New York Attorney General Letitia James in his quest to gain information about a top prosecutor on the Manhattan hush money, and I'm using air quotes, trial of President Donald Trump. In a letter to James last month, Jordan demanded information about Matthew Colangelo, a former employee of hers, who, in his current role with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, gave the opening statements in Trump's New York trial. Don't forget, yesterday, judge came out and said the gag order remains in place against Donald Trump, even though he's been found guilty. Can you believe that? Even though he's supposedly a convicted felon, he still can't go out there and talk about his own case. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. The government goes after the guy. He loses his First Amendment rights to blast the government. They find him guilty, and he still can't go out there and blast the government. It's outrageous. It is outrageous. You know what else is outrageous, too? How Boeing whistleblowers keep dying. So Boeing, the CEO, went before Congress. He went before the Senate. Josh Hawley chewed him a new one. I don't love Josh Hawley for a lot of reasons, but I do like when Josh Hawley gets on a roll, because Josh Hawley tends to start going and going, and he's very good in those moments. He's really good when it comes to it. He's another one that scares me a little bit in terms of, if it wasn't for Donald Trump, I feel like Hawley would be one of those guys out there championing Ukraine or something, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Trump has forced a lot of Republicans to shift But I don't think they really believe it. I think they recognize where the party's gone and they have to play that game. But deep down in their heart of hearts, I don't think they believe it. And I think that if Trump was gone tomorrow, they would embrace much more of the philosophy of the old Republican way. And I don't mean old in the sense of the parties have flipped. I mean the Bush ways of things, you know, the George W. Bush ways of things, that mindset, the Romney mindset. But Hawley does do a lot of good things. He does, and to his credit, you know, he was out there.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Very early on, going after China over the COVID lab leak theory, he grilled Boeing CEO David Calhoun about his multi-million-dollar salary. But again, it's like, you know, listen, the guy should get paid as a CEO whatever he can make in the market. I mean, Republicans shouldn't be beating up CEOs on their salaries. We sound like Democrats when we do that, in my opinion. But it is a travesty he still has a job. But is it because he makes $32.8 million? I mean, a lot of CEOs do. Boeing does make a lot of cash. Cut number 8.
What is it that you get paid currently?
Senator, that's well disclosed in our proxy documents in each of the years that I've been employed.
Yeah, but what is it?
It's a big number, sir.
Well, let me help you out. It's $32.8 million this year. Does that sound right?
Yes, it does.
It's a 45% increase over last year. Does that sound right?
Yes, it does.
What is it you get paid to do exactly?
I get paid to run the Boeing company.
Yeah. So just help me understand that. I mean, do you get paid for transparency? Is that one of the metrics for your income?
I think the board counts on me for transparency.
Really? Because you're under investigation for falsifying 787 inspection records. The Boeing's under criminal investigation for the Alaska Airlines flight. You were investigated by DOJ for criminal conspiracy to defraud the FAA. This is all in your tenure. This doesn't sound like a lot of transparency to me. What about safety? Is that a component of your salary?
It sure is, Senator.
You know, have you seen the reports that the subcontractor that you used to make that door piece that fell out of the sky, that when the FAA went and toured the facility, they found one door seal being lubricated with Dawn liquid dish soap and cleaned with a wet cheesecloth, and another was being checked with a hotel room key card? Does that sound like safety to you?
Senator, I think our relationship with that particular supplier has been well documented, reviewed by the FAA, and most certainly us. And I'm very intent on acquiring that company so that none of that ever happens.
Mm. You know, the FAA also says...
Anyway, it's a longer clip, but the other thing I don't like about Hawley is the way he goes after social media and tries to have the government regulate that. We got to get away from the government regulating things, the federal government regulating things. We have to move away from that, too. And we use the C word, children, or the other C word, China, to argue for government regulation. And this is what becomes something on the right that I don't approve of and I don't like. And again, I think if it wasn't for Trump, I think he would be even further out there on those things. But he's not all bad. And I'm not saying he's all bad. It's just, you know, he's a bit of a grandstander. Let's put it that way. But he's not on the short list for VP. So... I don't have to worry about that too much. I don't think he is anyway. I've heard a little bit, a couple rumblings about his name out there, but I don't think so. Now, one of the guys to watch, though, is J.D. Vance as a dark horse, and also to Glenn Youngkin, the governor of Virginia. He'd be great. He'd be a fantastic choice. Fantastic choice. So I hope the Trump campaign is giving serious thought to Glenn Youngkin. They may be distracting us with a lot of these names, which would make a lot of sense. Anyway, all right, I got a lot more to get to. I just want to remind you, Next Tuesday, Jack Carr will be a fantastic night. So Tuesday, June 25th, get your tickets at 1210wphg.com. Do it today. Barbara is in Whiting, New Jersey. Hello, Barbara. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I was just curious, as a conservative,
yeah,
when the liberal media is all saying that they're dismissing these Biden videos as cheap fakes and that they're doctoring them and everything. Why don't they show us the real ones?
Because they are the real ones.
Well, I know that.
Right.
But why doesn't somebody say, well, okay, if these are doctored, show us what's real?
Yeah. Well, you know why? Because the corporate media just parrots whatever the White House says. And I'll play a little montage in the next hour from Grabian, just to prove that point. They all just parrot the same thing. These are all fakes. They're fakes. They're fakes. They're not interested in challenging this administration, as you know.
I was a little tongue in cheek there. I know those are the true videos. I just didn't think that anybody would ever say to them, well, okay, if these are fakes, where is the real thing? And nobody does.
No, it's a great point you make, Barbara.
Love your show.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you listening. It's an excellent point you make. Thank you for making it. It's just that everybody winds up in the corporate media just doing what they're told. And it's the dark triad, the unholy triad of the government, big tech, and corporate media. And it's going to continue that way. That's why we have to be very careful of allowing regulation of the internet and social media in the name of the children and in the name of protecting us from China or whatever else it is, because all you're going to do is just empower these people. You're only going to empower the very same people that we are fighting with every day over the control of information. So let's not fall for that. They would love a bill that would regulate the internet, but give the government power over the internet and power over social media. They would love that. Are you kidding me? They'd love to shut down Elon Musk in a heartbeat. And the problem that I have is that a lot of these guys like Hawley and Rubio and some of these others, they fall into that trap, you know, and they wind up pushing policies that are only going to empower the left. In the end, it will only empower the left to have more control over information. You don't think that if they had the power to regulate social media, that all those Biden videos would be taken down just like they took down the Hunter Biden laptop stories? Because, you see, right now, Elon Musk is not playing that game with them. But if they could regulate it, then they would force his hand or tell me he had to sell his company or whatever else. They'd say, these videos aren't real. You got to take them down. He'd say, they are real. I'm keeping them up. And then they'd be able to go after him. You have like Nina Jankowicz or somebody come out and say, this is this. We've deemed this to be disinformation. Take it down. So don't give these people any more power over the internet, over social media, nothing. If you're worried about the kids, as parents, deal with it. Deal with it. Don't let the government come in and save the day, because they never do. They only screw it up and take away liberty and freedom and wind up giving themselves and the bureaucrats more power. Just be mindful of that. Be very, very mindful of that. Please, I beg of you. Friday, live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Jimmy Failla is going to join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have a great show. And before I talk about the Grand Hotel, let me just play this quick clip for you. This is Jonathan Van Ness, an American hairstylist, podcast host, and television personality, who also believes that children are completely safe getting medical transgender transitions. Cut 11 at the White House yesterday.
Everyone to the White House, I'd like to briefly answer some questions. Go ahead, I'm ready.
JVN.
Oh, yes.
Is it true that it's all your natural hair?
Yes, I can confirm that this is not a wig.
Follow up question. Do you use your own products?
I do use JVN hair, actually exclusively for over 4 years. No question.
Is it true Karamo is your favorite member of the Fab Five?
Such a dumb, what a way, what a dumb, silly, goofy administration this really is. Unbelievable. All right, listen, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey is my happy place. I'd love for you to make a reservation there. I'd love to see you there Friday. They have incredible packages for you to stay this June and July, and you'll get resort credits. What are resort credits? If they give you money to spend on site at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. All right? So you got to do that by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Do it today. For the longer you stay, the more you get back in resort credits. And unlike running a shore house, you have all the amenities of a resort, but you also get a kitchenette, a refrigerator in the room, so you can save money that way as well. Please don't give up your summer vacation. You don't have to. The Grand Hotel of Cape May makes it so easy for you to take the family away in an affordable way so they can get the memories that you need. Just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com and make your reservation for their June and July midweek packages. And we'll see you there live on Friday at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.